Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you. Welcome on board On the Mark. It's delightful to be here with you again today. With me again is Steve Kushaloff. Good morning, Steve. You're looking well this morning.
Thank you, Joe. And I, for an old guy, I feel pretty good.
Well, for an old guy, you look pretty good.
Well, thank you. You'll find out when you're my age.
I think I got you by a couple of years, buddy.
But that's okay.
But we'll be kind today to each other, right?
This is my last day here this week.
So I have to be nice to you?
No nicer than you have been.
Well, now, exactly. Gee, that's what I call damning by faint praise.
Well, that's pretty good.
On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at www.sunburymotors.com. We have an open phones day. No guests on tap today, but we do have one tomorrow. Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Streets in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more about them by visiting their website, www.sunburymotors.com. You can have a lot of fun there. You can build your own Ford car or truck and take a look at what it would look like and all the specifications you want on it. You can click on a coupon for the Works Fuel Saver Package. And when you check them out at www.sunburymotors.com, you can check out their complete inventory right online. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, and nitrogen for tires. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m., and if you wonder what they sell, well, they sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars at the Sunbury Motor Company, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, so if you've got a problem with the old car and you want to get it fixed, the place to get it done is Sunbury Motor Company. They also service all sizes of trucks, and they're a master towing service with decades of experience. So here we go again, Steve. We had a big day yesterday, which MSNBC and your liberal friends are ignoring. The president signed two historic deals between Israel and two more of her Arab neighbors to bring peace to the Middle East.
Up. So that's it. So now we have world peace in the Middle East. You know yourself that I'm very happy that Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain are talking to each other, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that.
They're normalizing relations, which is a pretty big step.
Well, that's great, but these are not nations that have been at each other's throats and fighting with each other. But it's a very good thing. It's a positive thing, and I will give you that. And you know, let's face it, I don't care who is in office; they would have made a big to-do about it.
Oh, yeah, and if it were Barack Obama, people on the left would be saying, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Probably.
This is absolutely astounding.
Exactly, and as we see, people, the right-wingers like yourself, are turning it into, you know, panacea.
Here's the difference. What the president is doing, instead of trying to deal directly with a Palestinian issue, is he's working through the back door. He's not taking your traditional approach to diplomacy, which everybody says, well, he doesn't understand diplomacy. He's not doing it the right way. He's going through the back door. He's going to put pressure on them by having all these other countries fall into line and develop peace agreements with Israel, and then the Palestinians are going to be standing there on their own unless they come to some kind of an agreement.
Okay.
I think that's a brilliant strategy.
It's brilliant, and we're going to make Jared Kushner the next president of the United States.
Well, everybody made fun of him, but what did he do? He succeeded, where others have failed.
We've got Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, and that's fine. That's great. Let's not make it more than what it is, Joe.
But what it is pretty historic, whether you want to admit it or not. People have been at their throats for years are now sitting down at the table, normalizing relations. And that's
great.
A good thing.
And we saw, you know, when Jimmy Carter was the president, we saw Menachem Begin and the president, and Anwar Sadat.
Anwar Sadat, right.
Okay, and then Jimmy Carter got routed in the election following. So, you know, we don't know how, let's just see how things play out, and that's good. And if you
I don't think Jimmy Carter did it to win an election. I think he did it because he thought peace in the Middle East was worth achieving, and I believe the president feels the same thing.
I'm not arguing with you. Sorry.
But you don't make, it's like not really anything, you know. He just kind of lucked into this. I mean, any even a blind pig gets an acorn once in a while. That old philosophy, is that how you feel?
Let's turn to Tom Friedman, thinking man's viewer of the world as it is. And we'll
if he happens to be a thinking
Friedman,
man from the left.
Let's see here. Well, Tom Friedman, let's see here. I got the truth machine here, my iPad, and let's see.
I hope you find it before the show's over.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a lot.
Look for it. We'll take Tom's call while you're trying to find it.
There
Tom,
you
you're on the mark this morning. Hello?
All right. I'm not going to talk about what you guys are talking about.
Well, it's all right.
Though.
It's an open phone day. Go ahead, Tom. I know it's going to be bashing Trump, so go ahead, bash away.
Well, last week, Trump had a rally in Michigan, and he had it right on the flight line, or whatever you want to call it, the tarmac of the airport. I mean, when he got off the plane, the rally was like maybe 50, 100 yards away from the plane. So he gets off the plane, and guess what song they played?
You tell me. I didn't see the rally.
I figured you didn't, because this was something bad Trump that did was stupid again. They played Fortunate Son. Now, you probably never heard of Fortunate Son, did you?
No, I've heard it. I don't remember.
Sure.
Tom Petty, was it?
I think it was Clearwater Revival.
Okay, sweet.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Fortunate Son is a song about guys like Trump and senators and people like that that are influential people that had money that got their kids out of going to Vietnam. So now you got to ask yourself, why would a guy play a song like that, you know, with all this controversy about going on saying about losers and suckers? Well, what he's saying is, I am better than you. You people are losers and suckers.
So you know,
I can't see any other reason why a guy would play a song like that. Because that is exactly what that is saying. That is saying, I am better than you. I got out of going to Vietnam.
So he personally picked the record and took it over to the CD player and put it in and
who
pressed
do you,
the button.
Who do you think picked it? Now, Joe, don't be ridiculous. His campaign, or you picked, or them picked that song.
Well, you think he picked it himself, though? You think he approved it? You think somebody just
stuck it in without thinking? Yes, I do.
I don't.
Well, it doesn't
matter.
Why
would you pick a song like that? That song is 51 years old. There are millions and millions of songs that he could have chose from, and he picks a song that is 51 years old, a song that is about being better than everybody else and not going to Vietnam. Now, somebody, for some reason, picked that song. Now,
well, don't say he did it, because I guarantee you he
understands it.
Now, wait a minute. Now, Joe,
he didn't pick the song. He doesn't go down and manage the things that closely. He picks a song.
You know, and any Democrat, excuse me, Tom, any Democrat anywhere can do anything, and if it's negative, Joe, you will say it reflects badly on Joe Biden. So,
As a matter of fact, one yesterday reflected badly on him.
See, there we go. So, listen, I think Tom makes a very valid point, and it's interesting, Tom, because I tell you, I can hear that song in my head. I never knew what the lyrics were, but here's one lyric. It said, some folks are born silver spoon in hand. Lord, don't they help themselves, y'all? But when the tax man comes to the door, Lord, the house looks like a rummage sale. That's pretty interesting. I never knew what the words
Well, it doesn't rhyme.
Were.
If you're going to have a song, you've got to have
some
rhyme.
When you sing it, it does.
Yes,
does
it does.
You know,
Tom,
you know, there was a reason for that song, and I think he was jabbing at people. He was jabbing at people and saying, yeah, I am I am better than you, and you are losers and suckers. I think that was the kind of like the dog whistle, but it was an awful loud dog whistle.
Yeah, a musical dog.
Oh, we got a lot of dog whistles going on these days.
Yeah.
How about Joe Biden yesterday? Let me ask you this: do you know did you see his little dance? Even the media are calling it cringeworthy. He came up to the podium trying to woo Hispanic voters, playing a song called "Despacio," which means slowly in Spanish. And a slow Joe Biden playing a song about being slow.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about the Hispanic songs.
Yeah, but the fact was that he could dance.
Even the media called it cringeworthy.
Well,
CBS called it cringeworthy.
That could be. You know, one of the most popular shows on television was Seinfeld. And I distinctly remember Elaine, one of the characters in...
Bad Dancer.
And I'll tell you, Seinfeld went on to fame and fortune.
You're saying Joe Biden's going to be a better dancer?
I don't know about that, but
Does it bother you, Tom, does it bother you that both his vice presidential candidate and then he yesterday referred to it as a Harris-Biden ticket? Does that bother you?
Big deal.
No.
But does
no.
me.
No.
Because it points out that
Harris
is going to be...
Well, everything bothers you about Joe Biden, so what else? So what else is new?
Well, everything bothers you about Trump, so what else is new? But
because the goddamn guy is a crook.
What was your claim,
Joe? He is a terrible man, and I hope he does not win because he is destroying this country.
Well...
He's an arrogant, rich man that has no idea what he's doing.
Did you happen to see his town hall last night on ABC? Knocked it out
yes,
of the box.
Yes, and that was terrible.
Home run.
Absolutely terrible. I mean, it was talking in circles, and it was almost like listening
hey,
to you.
Wait till tonight. Wait till Joe Biden comes on. He can't even remember where he is. They asked him yesterday where he was going to be today.
Joe
he said
Biden
he didn't
is,
know.
For Joe Biden's age, Joe Biden is a lot sharper than Donald Trump.
Oh, brother. All right. Hey,
I
Tom.
Mean, Donald Trump can't even say origin. He calls it oranges.
Now you're comparing apples to oranges. Hey, Tom, we got two other calls. Thank you for calling, though. Always fun talking to you. Take care. Eric, you're on the mark this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call. Steve, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so Donald Trump is now the great peace negotiator. Interesting. Why? Why would the United Arab Emirates suddenly changed position on their recognition of Israel? Perhaps they want arms. Perhaps it's a deal in the works. Quote, the Trump administration has accelerated plans to sell the F-35 stealth fighter and advanced armed drones to the United Arab Emirates. The administration officials in recent weeks have given classified briefings about the F-35 to the Emirati military, despite concerns among National Security Council staff about the wisdom of disclosing details on one of the Pentagon's most advanced weapons. Isn't it interesting we have a peace deal at the same time that another country wants arms from us?
But I don't necessarily... Well, you're saying there's another quid pro quo here, huh?
Beautiful, what? Joe. Thank
now, come
you.
On. Now, stop.
You,
stop
you hit
think
the ball out of the park.
Stop and think
say.
About it for a minute. If they were going to be warlike, do you think we would have sold them the weapons? Absolutely not.
Oh my heavens!
And we know exactly how. If we study history now, we know how exactly what a peace accord in the Middle East means on a piece of paper.
Did you happen to hear the president's speech at the outset, not yesterday, but when he started talking about his new policy for the Middle East? He said the people of those countries have a choice to make, whether they want to continue the old hostilities, the old hatreds, or whether they want to be part of bringing a new era of peace and prosperity to their lands.
And so if we have peace, why do we need advanced jets?
Well, everybody wants to be able to defend themselves. Why do we have advanced jets if we're so peaceful and peace-loving here?
Well, because some of us still realize that the Soviet Union is not our friend. That's why, Joe.
And they may not be a friend of the certainly aren't a friend of the Israelis, and maybe not a friend now that they've negotiated a peace deal with Bahrain or the United Arab Emirates.
But doesn't it just smack of the same thing all over again to you? Aren't you concerned about this?
Not at all, because we have
that the officials are going against Security Councils, with the Security Council, which is our military.
Look at how many times presidents have sold arms to people in order to produce a certain
result. At the same time
result.
As they're negotiating a peace deal, and as you said, just like just like last summer with the
Ukraine.
The arms deal there with the state, which former Soviet Union. The name of the country evades me right now, but
the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Ukraine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll block you on that. History repeats itself. As to last night, yes, I did watch. I did watch the event on ABC News, and Joe, I'll grant you, the president sounded good, but there was no substance to it. When pressed about his health plan, he gave a couple details, but when pressed when it's coming out, he just turned the table, because he has no timeline for that. He has no timeline for a new healthcare plan.
Well, I agree. He's fallen down on that. I'm not going to argue with you on that point, because I've said that all along. If he has a plan, why doesn't he put it out there for us to look at it?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to argue that.
And then he also, when pressed about the pandemic, he contradicted exactly what he said in the tape conversation he had with
Woodward.
With Woodward. Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
Sure.
Yeah. And then he said he not only did he contradict himself, I gave more than I should have. It's like. And then when he compared himself to Winston Churchill, he said about Winston Churchill standing on top of a building as the Nazis are raining bombs around him, and he's trying to compare himself to Winston Churchill, I'm sorry, give me a break.
I don't believe I'm something of a historian on World War II, I don't believe Winston Churchill ever stood on top of a building while there were bombs falling all around him.
I don't think so either, but your president seems to think so.
Well, I think metaphorically he may be right, because...
No, he said that.
Well, maybe he was making a metaphor.
Oh, yes.
Maybe he was doing this, maybe he was doing that.
Right.
Maybe he was kidding when he's talking about not leaving, Maybe he's kidding about, not leaving if he has concerns about the election. Maybe he's kidding about taking the third term and not leaving office. Maybe.
Okay.
But, when he says these things out of his mouth, and then you say, well, he's just kidding. Or he's speaking metaphorically.
Right.
I want a president who, when he speaks, I can believe what he says. And I believe
sure.
Joe Biden will be that person.
Oh, brother. I disagree with you there. Joe Biden can't even figure out what day it is.
As soon as Joe Biden makes one trip or slip, he does have a condition, and you keep wanting to downplay that, too.
There's
but
a difference
as soon
between...
As he makes one slip, you're all over it.
There's a difference between stuttering and not knowing your facts. If he stutters and gets the facts right, then there's no problem. But when he refers to a Harris-Biden ticket, he doesn't exactly have a grasp of the facts, and that has nothing to do with stuttering.
No, it's one slip, and you know that, and I know that.
Same
and
one made
true,
by Harris.
The true people in America who are thinking people know that. But
okay.
You guys want to jump all over him because when it comes to the issues, you can't take him on.
But
so you immediately pick on one word.
You jump
but
all over
Trump.
But
when the previous caller calls in and says, about a song. Well, the president knew about that.
But do you think the president personally picked that song?
I believe the president has someone who overlooks things they slipped up. That's
and
what
right,
I believe.
People do slip up, and so did Secretary.
So people slip up, but Mr. Biden can't slip up.
Well, I was just about to say, I think that's exactly what he did and what she did. I'm not going to say there's some nefarious plot here, but a lot of people believe that the mistake of calling it a Harris-Biden ticket really demonstrates that Joe's just a placeholder.
And some people believe when the president says he's not going to leave office, when the Constitution says he has to leave office,
that they're
believe that.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, we got to take a break. Thanks for calling,
appreciate
Eric.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate your call, sir. Take care. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back with On the Mark.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Hey, Lisa, we need to talk.
About what?
Why are Coldwell Banker signs covering this entire area overnight? I'm not mad about it. I'm going to need an explanation.
Ah, yes. Coldwell Banker has launched a rebrand with the new North Star logo, and we are excited to be rolling out our new look in our local market.
Wait, do I need a new look? How about a mullet?
Oh, please no. But now is an awesome time for sellers and buyers to jump on board with the stars of Coldwell Banker Penn 1 and find out how we can guide you home. Contact us at coldwellbankerpenn1.com.
Hi, this is Meredith from Northumberland Hearing Center. If you or a loved one struggles with the sounds of everyday life, we can help. We are a full-service hearing center that features quality hearing instruments fitting every budget. From testing to cleaning and service, every visit will be met in a warm and friendly professional setting. Find us at northumberlandhearingcenter.com or at 2nd and Prince Streets in Northumberland.
Northumberland Hearing Center. Improve your hearing, improve your life.
Manor Care is hiring. We are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus for LPN and RN positions, and I invite you to find out more about joining our team. Manor Care offers full and part-time positions with competitive salaries, offering your choice of medical, dental, vision plans, 401k retirement, and even tuition reimbursement. Please apply today at jobs.hcr-manorcare.com or call 570-286-7121 and ask for JoJo to find out more about our exciting career opportunities that Manor Care is currently offering.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The future of Big Ten football and Big Ten basketball today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome on board On the Mark. I'm here with Steve Kuchelhoff. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our producer is Rob Center. We've got time for two calls, and they're both pending. Bob, you're on the mark.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. You know, from Steve being the news director at WKOK when I first started working there, and of course you, Joe, had done, you know, news,
Bob, what's the issue?
In the business at one time or another,
Bob,
and that.
It's nice
my
going
question
down history
to both
lane,
of you
but let's have the
is,
story.
I'm going to say, how has the media coverage, especially when it comes to the campaign, and that, I'm going to say, changed? And also, I don't think they're covering, they're covering what they want to cover for their format, but I don't see, a uniform aspect of it. But the thing is, how is the public supposed to make up their mind if the coverage by the media is confusing?
Well, that's something I don't know that we're going to be able to solve that today, but that's something we'll take a close look at. Do you have a comment on that, Steve?
Well, how is it confusing? I haven't seen the media coverage particularly.
And I don't think it's confusing either. I mean, they're either for you or against you, one way or the other.
Yeah, I think it's, media has changed so much in the last 15 years or so.
Well, the problem, I see it, and I've said it all along, is that we have now blurred the line so much between news and opinion that no one knows exactly where that line is anymore. And, you know, you have a comment in the middle of a show where you bring in people to give their opinions on the news. And so nobody knows what's actually the news and what's actually the opinion.
But the issue goes beyond what you're saying, because I tend to agree with you, except I think you were talking about cable news. I mean,
talking about all news.
Well, I don't know. I've said on this show before, we tend to watch NBC News, Lester Holt, most nights at 6:30. And it's 30 minutes of news.
Yeah, well, except that it's slanted. Stan, you're on the mark.
Yeah, good morning. Listen, we're talking about Joe Biden, and Eric Collins says that, we got to take Trump at his word whenever he says something. And I know what you said, Joe, about, a lot of stuff he just puts out there is, I think he puts it out there to twist the, put a little knife in the libs and give it a little twist. But
so do I.
Anyways, regardless. So if that's the case, we're supposed to believe him as to what they say. When Biden says he's going to come take our guns, when he's going to destroy the petroleum industry, and when he's going to close down the coal mines, I take him at his word.
And he said all those things.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
You know, you guys, you will listen to something that Biden says, and then you will extrapolate it. Fine.
He has said there's no place for fracking in a Biden administration. He said that in the debates. And when he was asked the direct question, he said that was his answer.
Right. And he has said that he is not going to, and he doesn't intend to end the current fracking. I think he would do his best to resist new fracking. And for that matter, tell me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure you will, Joe, I haven't seen a lot of new fracking because, unfortunately, the bottom has just about fallen out of the natural gas market. But, you know, and all these things. Take your guns? No. Joe Biden has not said. No, he has not. My gosh.
Yes.
You know, just because you know how to use a telephone and call in this show, I don't think that does not give you the right to lie. You're a liar.
Wait a minute. That's right. He's going to take my AR-14. That's right. That's what he said. He's going to take my AR-14. Well, first of all, there is no AR-14. But he said he was also going to take the AR-15. He's going to put Mr. O'Rourke in charge of his gun program.
Maybe
he said it.
Okay.
And what did O'Rourke say? I'm coming for your guns.
No, O'Rourke said I'm coming for your automatic weapons.
But if that's the only gun I've got, he's coming for my guns.
And if the only gun you have is a slingshot, Joe, well, say goodbye to your slingshot.
But don't you see that's exactly what the...
I tell you what I see. What I see is one liar on the phone and a guy sitting across from me who just loves to...
Whoa, did I call you a liar?
I don't care if you called me a liar or not. You are a liar.
Well, now let's not...
No, I'm not, because I heard it out of both of their mouths. Biden, O'Rourke, I heard it out of their mouths. So are they lying? Because they spoke it. I didn't.
No, you need to calm down. You're going to have a heart attack.
Oh, I'm very calm. But don't come here and tell me a liar when I know exactly what I heard out of their mouths.
Okay, then don't lie.
But he did. They did
I'm
say
not.
That. They did
they
say
they
were
it.
Coming for your guns.
They
you
said
like it or not.
That they're going to come for my AR-15. I own several of them, but they're going to have a hard time getting them. I really want to know who's going to come get them. That's what I want to know.
Well, that would be a problem. Who are you going to send out to pick up people's guns, and how are you going to get rid of them? I mean, I find it much more disconcerting that they're not as interested in the guns that are used every weekend in Chicago to shoot and kill innocent people, including 8-year-old little girls. Those are the guns I want to get off the street, the ones owned by criminals in possession of gangbangers.
Sure.
They're the ones we need to get off the street. But we don't do that by coming out and saying we're going to take away weapons from peaceful citizens who have every right to own the guns they have. And that's where
that's
I draw
right.
the line.
That's when you turn peaceful citizens into revolutionaries, when you start doing stuff like that. Constitutional rights there. And I'm sick and tired of being, it's not going to do it, not going to do it. He isn't going to do it because he says he isn't going to do it. Bull crap. He said he was going to do it. I take him at his word. That's easy enough. He tells me something, I take it at his word. Just like he said he was going to give all illegal aliens health care.
Yeah, he raised his hand at the debate, the first debate, when everyone
That's
else
right.
was asked that. All right, Stan, thanks for calling. We appreciate your call.
Have a good one.
All right, take care. We're going to be back after the news with more of On the Mark. We invite your calls, comments, participation, 1-800-795-9565. We'll get you through to our hotline number. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. This is WKOK Sunbury.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. From Northwest Florida to Mobile, Alabama, Hurricane Sally lays down for no one. Sally's center has been on land for just over 3 hours after making landfall as a Category 2 storm. Peter Toller works for the city of Mobile.
Well, I'm looking out my window right now. I mean, I'm praying for everybody in the city right now. This is a very bad time right now.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is there.
I'm actually standing just inside the doorway of our hotel because you might not hear me otherwise. I'm going to try to step outside for a second. That's Hurricane Sally that you're hearing. I'm going to step back inside. sites. But the big concern here, of course, not just the winds, but also the coastal storm surge expected to be in some areas up to 7 feet.
Sally's top winds are clocked at 100, and because it's moving at a very slow 3 miles per hour, the region will get pounded by rain for the next several hours. WKRG-TV meteorologist John Nodar.
Excessive rainfall could lead to another layer of disaster that is looming down the road, and that's river flooding that is going to be very serious.
They could use some of that rain in Oregon, where hot, dry weather continues to fuel the flames of wildfires that have destroyed more than 1,000 homes and left at least 8 people dead. Officials report 16 people are missing. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has one man's story.
More than a week after violent, wind-driven wildfires rip through southeastern Oregon, loved ones are holding out hope.
If anybody could survive this, he could.
Scott Fogarty hasn't heard from his friend, George Atiyah, since flames destroyed his house and shop in the remote forest town of Lyons.
Both of his trucks were still there, which indicates that he did not get in his car and flee, get in his truck and flee.
The CDC is announcing a plan for the widespread distribution of a COVID-19 vaccine free for all Americans. Several polls show many Americans are skeptical about the safety of a vaccine that might come soon, chalking it up to politics. In Ireland, COVID-19 has shut down pubs, but that's about to change, with one big exception.
This will remain missing from Dublin life because of this.
The current COVID numbers in Dublin are very worrying.
Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin. Pubs serving food have been open since late June across Ireland. The rest will reopen next Monday. But new spikes in the capital mean some of Dublin's most cherished and historic pubs will have to keep their doors closed to keep COVID at bay. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 14 points. Dow futures up 102. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Have you been back to Burlington lately? Your store is now restocked, so hurry in for more unbelievable deals on amazing brands and styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices every day. Stop back in to see the fabulous values you've come to love, with more arriving all the time. Whether it's back to school, work, or just back, head back into your Burlington today and start getting more value for less again. Burlington, love the deals.
Saturday Night Live's new season begins soon, and for the first time in a long time, there's no turnover.
The gang will all be there.
It's Saturday Night Live.
SNL says the entire cast will return for season 46 on October 3rd. That includes Kate McKinnon, Cecily Strong, Kenan Thompson, and Pete Davidson, who'd said he was debating a comeback. NBC says the show will originate from Rockefeller Center Studio 8H, but there will be no live audience. Cast and crew will be tested weekly for the coronavirus and practice social distancing. The last season aired at the height of the pandemic, with cast members recording from home over Zoom. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The pandemic means no fans in ballparks, but in Pittsburgh, an entrepreneur says he's taken advantage of a quiet summer to buy and overhaul a restaurant near PNC Park in hopes the fans will be back next year. Peter King, CBS News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale.
Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you, and welcome back to On the Mark. I'm here with Steve Kushloff this morning. Our producer's Rob Center. We've got open phones. We invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number, On the Mark, at WKOK.com. We'll get you through to our email in-basket, or text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4 streets in Sunbury, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can check them out on the web at www.sunburymotors.com, or you can hop over to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. Mark Lawrence is there. That's where he's spending his vacation, as he usually does every year. They specialize in all types of service on don't believe me. I mean, he loves it there, but he doesn't spend his vacation there. They specialize in all types of service on vehicle, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. At Sunbury Motor Company, you can find Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars, and they're the premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Do yourself a favor. Next time you need a vehicle, next time you need service, head on over to the Sunbury Motor Company. And let's take a look at the news headlines this morning. Snyder County fire crews responded to a chicken house fire around 7:30 this morning. They're currently on the scene at 53 Dundore Road near Port Treverton. Central Susquehanna 911 says multiple fire crews are on the scene, but no roads are closed. That road is near Route 11 and 15, just below Sealands Grove. We'll have more information as it becomes available. Charges have been filed against the driver of a truck that crossed a double yellow line into the path of a motorcycle, killing a 52-year-old Snyder County man. Snyder County District Attorney Michael Piazza says 48-year-old Antonio Vasquez of York has been charged with four summary offenses in connection with that crash. The accident occurred on August 6th on Route 204. Dean Dorman of Sealands Grove died in that accident. And a Williamsport manufacturer that makes wet-dry vacuums shut down its operations yesterday without any warning, leaving 400 people jobless. ShopVac Corporation announced around 2 p.m. that they were closing because a planned sale fell through and that their workers would lose their jobs immediately. The company has three facilities, and employees were reportedly told that the pandemic and current economic conditions left ShopVac in a dire financial situation. PennLive.com reports that ownership did not reach out to the community for assistance in any of the challenges it faced. Companies are to give a 60-day notice before closing under the Worker Readjustment and Training Act, but there is no such notice on the State Department of Labor and Industry website. This is the second Valley company who closed abruptly after Woodmone and Kramer shut down in May of 2019. They, of course, on a happier note, are now reopened under new ownership and doing quite well, thank goodness. That's our look at the news headlines this morning. We have two calls pending, and we have an email that says, Trump is jabbing at people all right, the ones that let him live rent-free in their heads like Tom. Okay. That's, you're not going to argue with that?
I don't even quite understand it.
Another one says, good morning, guys. His campaign coordinators also play YMCA, and that's a fun song. I guess President Trump has stock in the YMCA.
Maybe.
But I'm glad to hear that my on-the-mark friend Tom likes Trump's music.
Okay. Question mark, question mark.
Al, you're on the mark.
Good morning. This is directed towards Steve on his call. He had a caller that he called a liar.
Correct.
I mean, that is out of your realm to call somebody a liar on a radio show.
Well, I disagree.
But But, well, it is, and I found that to knowing Roger Sr. and working with him and his family, he would never stand for that. So I teased you earlier this week about getting fired, but I really think they ought to take you off the air.
Maybe they will.
Well, I told you, anybody can quit a job, but it takes a real man. You're working on it, buddy.
I've been fired from a few jobs.
Well, you might get fired.
Maybe I will. Now, can I respond to you?
Sure.
Okay. My response is simply this. Now, the individual was going on and on, making points that I disagreed with. I thought they were wrong. And he wasn't going to stop.
Now,
you're doing the same thing. Let me finish. Let me finish.
I think there's double tongue in my head.
He was going on and on, not letting me get a word in edgewise. And to kind of stop him and put the brakes to it, I said, "You are lying."
No, you called him a liar.
And then, right. Well, I said, "You are lying. You are a liar." That's right. And it kind of stopped him. Now, if somebody wants to call in and challenge me on anything, that's fine. And if we can have a reasonably sensible dialogue, even to the point of you go, you talk, then I talk. You talk, then I talk. That's fine. But when somebody just goes on and on without letting me get a word in edgewise, I have two choices. I have two choices. I can decide that's it. I'm not engaging in this part of the conversation, and I'll just let Joe take over. Or I can put a stop to it and say, you are lying. Now, I guess you might say, I could have said, you are mistaken. That's what Joe suggested I should have told the man. Okay, that would have been fine, but I didn't. Now, I also said to Joe, as he during the commercial, I said, if I had time, I would look up on my iPad here what Biden has actually said about gun violence.
But, no, we're talking about taking guns. That was the issue, taking guns.
Okay, that's right. Okay, that's fine. That's fair. I said to Joe, I could look up if I had the time. And Joe said, well, you have the time now. And so I did. And so I have some information here which I can reasonably pass along. But I'll go back to my original statement. If somebody wants to challenge me on anything, that is certainly fair game. And at that point, if I have a choice, I can simply not get involved in the conversation.
When am I going to get to speak?
You're right. Go ahead.
Well, let me before you start, Al. Before you start, let me just point.
Call in and you keep on talking.
Al, hang on. Hang on one second. Whoops. I hope I didn't cut you off. I did. Are you still there, Al? Al, are you still there? Hang on one second. Let me finish this. The other day, one of our regular callers called in and called me something like a stupid jerk because of something I said. Now, in the give and take of a program, that's okay with me. I mean, if he believes that of me, I've got no problem with that. I didn't expect people to call up and defend me, and I didn't turn around and call him a name in return. But, I mean, when you're talking about an opinion program, you're talking about opinions that aren't always calm opinions. And some things strike a chord with somebody and make them upset that wouldn't strike a chord with somebody else. So, you know, I think we have to accept that that's the way this nature of the beast.
Yeah, but you two are the professionals there. You're the ones that are supposed to keep a lid on this show, not exasperate the situation by letting his
maybe not
his
okay
language infuriate people. Because,
but
you shouldn't be calling people liar because you're a professional on this. And if
have you seen some of the major
somebody wants to call in and be say things. I mean, we're just laymen.
Have you ever
professional broadcast?
Have you ever heard some of the other talk shows that are on the air? Al, have you ever heard some of the other talk shows that are on the air? Major networks, or syndicated programs. They do a lot worse than that.
Yeah, but I think this is a more classy program.
And well, thank you.
Roger, Haddon, and Mark have been a team for a long time, and I think this ought to be examined. That's all I'm saying. That's my opinion.
And you're entitled to it.
Professionals. Right. I think you guys are the professionals, and you ought to keep a lid on it. And if somebody wants to call you a stupid jerk, I mean, they're just a layman, and you could say, okay, that's your opinion. But for him to go ahead and do that to a good caller that you rely on for information on guns and the laws of the guns and everything, I think he knows what he's talking about. And if you don't have anything better to say, turn it over to Joe next time, Steve. This would be a warning if I was your boss.
Well, that's fine. I will certainly strongly consider that. But Stan, in that case, was so far from the truth. Again, I had two choices. Either stop him dead in his tracks, which I agree, calling someone a liar does kind of stop them in their tracks, or I could do the opposite, which is just to shut up. Maybe that's what I'll do next time.
A liar, you know, with fighting words in this here territory.
The Washington Post claiming that Trump has lied 20,700 times. The media has no problem calling him a liar.
Exactly, and they're not being very professional.
They're professionals. Are you writing them letters to the editor telling them not to use that word?
Well, I kind of expect it out of the biased media. But like I said, I thought we had a classy show going here, and Steve's just stinking it up.
We have a show here that's opinions, and you've just expressed yours, Al. Thank you so much for calling. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. We have two calls pending. We have time for one before we take our quick break. We're going to go to Carl from Mifflinburg. You're on the mark, Carl.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and give a final report on the...
Wait a second here.
Technical difficulties.
All right, go ahead.
All right, must be a Democrat running the board.
Whoa!
Anyway, I just wanted to call in and give a final report on the 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Ride. The ride was a success. We had thousands and thousands of motorcycles. But the sad part about it was the governor stepped in and basically tried to shut our ride down. And for 18 years, we had a well-coordinated, very safe, no-issue ride. And yes, we had a great ride, and we had no issues, but it was a very dangerous ride. We had thousands of motorcycles that were not under anybody's control. Meaning the original ride, we all start at the same point, we all leave at the same time, we all ride in the same direction, and we have people blocking the intersections for 45 miles. And on this ride, we had riders riding in both directions, we had no control of the intersection, and it did make it a very dangerous ride. Thank you, Governor Wolf. I think that's what we have to look forward to in this, if we have a democratic controlled nation, that people just don't think. You know, Mr. Wolf took what was a very safe and positive thing and basically turned it into controlled chaos, and that's sad. Why the governor had to step in there and try to ruin something that it was an absolutely beautiful thing. And that's my report on the 9/11 Memorial Ride.
Even though it may not have been as safe as you would have liked, nobody was hurt, right?
No, nobody was hurt. Like I said, everybody was responsible. There was no way of telling how many riders there were this year because it literally started at about five different locations, and that's why we had people going in different directions. And then I saw several times where you have a group of bikers that were in our group, and then they saw buddies that were in the other group going the opposite direction, so they would slow down and do a U-turn. So that's why I said it was controlled chaos. Nobody got hurt. It was a great ride, but there was no reason for the governor to step in and say, no, you guys aren't allowed to ride today. I mean, come on, you're going to tell 10,000 bikers that we can't ride our bikes? It's ridiculous when the governor steps in and tells us that, you know, you can't do this because of COVID.
Well, let's hope next year we don't have that problem. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you, Carl.
Yeah, we have, next year's the 20th anniversary. They're actually talking up to 20,000 bikes next year, a three-day event. It should be wonderful. And let's hope the governor doesn't try to step in and ruin that for us.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Hey, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Chris, you're going to have to stand by. We've got to take a break to stay on schedule. We'll take that break, and we'll be right back with more of On the Mark.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
This year, consider a Medicare plan from a name you trust, a name backed by 100 years of quality care. Geisinger, Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage. You'll have access to our many doctors and hospitals, plus thousands more. For a Medicare plan you can count on in uncertain times, go with Geisinger. Visit geisingergold.com/radio. Today.
Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans are HMO and PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, the bank you keep for life.
Your home is certainly a place of comfort and security. And during these times, we value our home even more. Whether you're looking for a dream home or refinancing your current home, now is a great time. Mortgage rates are low. And it's comforting to know we have someone right here in the Susquehanna Valley you can count on. That's Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. A loan officer will work with you to personalize a loan to fit your individual need. Have peace of mind knowing all loans are handled in-house, so you will always speak with your Mifflinburg Bank relationship officer about your loan. Just one of the many reasons why Mifflinburg Bank and Trust is the bank you keep for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trust the bank you keep for life.
Hey guys, it's Laura from Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX. I'm the co-chair of the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce 19th Annual Young Americans Golf Classic at Knoebels Three Ponds Golf Course in Elysburg. Join me on Friday, September 25th, and we can tee off together for the shotgun start at 10 a.m. Help the Chamber continue to serve students in 12 schools across our region through the Young Americans Program, building the leaders of tomorrow. Come on, grab a foursome and register by September 10th at gsvcc.org. See you on the links.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Chris, as always, we thank you for your patience. Go ahead, sir. You're on the mark.
Well, Stan was saying things that weren't true there. Biden has never said we're coming for your guns, and he has talked about reinstituting the ban that was in effect on automatic weapons with high-capacity magazines that was in effect for 10 years. And even that did not take your guns away. That just prevented sales of them in the future.
Well, I think specifically he did, and we just looked this up, so I know it's true. He did say, and during the campaign, that Beto O'Rourke would be his point man on firearms and gun control. And Beto O'Rourke said, we're coming to take your AK-47s and your AR-15s or whatever they are. He said that. And so people have concluded that Joe Biden now supports that when in the past he had opposed it.
Yeah, but I mean, he did not say that.
Well, if I say to you, I endorse everything Steve Kushiloff just said.
He didn't say he endorsed everything.
He said he endorsed Beto O'Rourke. He said to the crowd, this is not the last you're going to hear from this guy. I'm counting on you to handle my gun control efforts.
Yes, but he'd do it within whatever Joe's policy is.
Well, we'll never know that because he hasn't articulated it.
Well, and the
giving health care to illegal aliens? I personally think they should. But
well, you can pay for
it
then.
I don't think when you say he raised his hand, he obviously was raising his hand to add a caveat to what he was saying. And
no, he wasn't.
An illegal alien ends up.
No. Now you're not telling the truth. I watched that debate, and what the moderator said, and they've stopped doing it after this. They said, "Well, all of you who favor giving health care to illegal aliens, please raise your hands." Joe Biden's hand was up along with everybody else in that stage.
But he that was the one where he raised it late, and he was obviously raising his hand trying to speak and add a caveat to what raising the hand meant.
Well,
and
he didn't
do
it.
That was very clear.
Oh, not to me it wasn't.
Well, it was to me. He tried to say what he meant by that.
Well, then eventually he must have surely said what he meant by that, did he?
The debate went a different direction. As far as I know, nobody has asked him.
But no one has to ask him. He could come out the next day as he's clarified some of his other mistakes the next day where someone came out and explained what he really meant.
As far as I know, he hasn't.
No, I agree with you there.
Obviously wasn't. If an illegal alien ends up at the emergency room, you give them health care.
Take care of the problem they have.
And that is giving them health care.
No, right? Giving them health care is paying for their doctor visits and paying for specialist treatment.
It can include that, yes. But it's also,
showing up at the emergency room.
At emergency rooms is definitely health care.
Well, it's a form of health care.
We don't quite know what his position is on that yet. Maybe somebody will ask him to clarify eventually.
Well, if somebody ever gets a chance to ask him a tough question, maybe they will. But so far,
they had plenty of chances in debates after that and interviews after that. But nobody has, to my knowledge. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll see whether somebody takes him on tonight.
I called you a stupid fool when I explained that why I was upset about that the other day. But you called me a stupid fool back, so you did call me a name back, just to be precise about that.
Well, you started
it. You cut me off just as you said it, or you said it just after you cut me off.
I wasn't in charge of cutting you off that day. I believe that Mark
was the end of the show, so the end of the show.
I didn't cut you off. The end of the show cut you off.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know, Chris, you and I go back and forth. I didn't take it personally.
I know you don't. I know how you mean it, and you know how I mean it.
Right.
And Stan's pretending he doesn't know. And I think Stan's statement yesterday from his sister, I think that needed a lot of context to understand what was being said there. And I don't think Stan was, either Stan or her sister wasn't being totally honest about what that situation was. That's my suspicion. Because
I'm sorry, you've lost both of us here. We're not certain exactly what it is you're making reference to.
The statement from his sister that the doctors were laughing at people who were wearing masks and saying
I don't think that wasn't Stan. I'm pretty sure that wasn't Stan. That was another caller.
It was.
Steve, do you remember?
No.
Rob, do you happen to remember who that was? I don't think it was Stan. I'm pretty sure it
wasn't. Okay, we'll let that go then.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a caller who referred to his daughter, who is a...
Yeah, it definitely wasn't Stan. It may have been... it wasn't Eric, but it was
daughter.
one of our regular callers.
Stan.
Right?
I thought that was Stan.
No, it wasn't.
That sounded like Stan to me, but, you know, I can't tell everybody's voices very well. So I apologize, Stan. That wasn't you.
Okay.
I won't blame you for that one.
But this man said his daughter was a well-respected scientist, and that she said she and her co-workers thought masks were not effective.
I don't remember hearing her say co-workers, and I think the word that the caller used was worthless. So this is what we're getting into now. We've got to examine everything word by word by word. It's too bad.
But words have meanings, and they need to be examined.
Yes, they do. And if they really had meaning, you would read this email from John McCluskey. I'm waiting for you to read this one, Joe, since I'm not allowed to read them.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to move along. Stan or Chris, thank you for calling, as always. And let's see. Lance, you're on the mark.
Hi there, guys. What I said about this mask not being effective, it's sort of like, my dad had a expression was kind of like giving an enema to a corpse, and that is that it might not do any good, but it's certainly not going to do any harm either, you know.
Well, there's a reference I'll carry with me the rest of the day.
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, with courtesy and accuracy, you know, in communication, Steve, I well remember the last time you and Stan were talking together. And, boy, you were anything but professional. I mean, it was a real... matter of fact, I believe I called and commented on it.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago. And you were probably right. But, you know, this is the difference, Lance. You're making a statement. You're giving me a chance to respond.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you weren't with him the last time. That's all. Well, anyway, you know, a half-truth is always 10 times worse than a lie.
Hmm.
And now the thing you see noised abroad a lot is 3 times more likely a black citizen is going to be killed by a cop than a white one. Now, do they just base that on the number of whites versus the number of blacks? Or how do they come up with that?
I don't know.
I don't either, but I think this might be, that's what they're doing.
Well, I think the numbers, though, actually are the exact opposite of that, that more white people are killed by police officers than black people. But in percentage of the population, I believe the black people suffer a greater number of such instances than white people do.
But
even
there.
So, the number of police interactions with citizens that result in anybody being hurt or injured, let alone killed, are infinitesimally small. Yes, they happen, but they're not the norm. They are the absolute exception.
Well, Neil, I understand this, but do you think that it would be fair to look at the number of police interactions like you're talking there? And mostly because, blacks that are about 12% of the population, you know, commit 53% of the murders. So naturally, you'd have more police interactions that would result in times when things like deaths could occur. But they don't do that. They just throw it out that based on the population.
Well, look at what happened in Lancaster. You know, the people, it's a tragic situation. The family called to get the guy some kind of help. When the police get there, the guy comes charging out the door waving a knife. And if you've seen the screen capture of one frame from the cop's video camera, the guy looks like a raving lunatic coming with waving a knife in the air. I'm sorry, but if I had a gun, I probably would have shot him, too. You know,
yeah,
and you can't always tell a cop, you know, aim for his leg or something like that when their training is, if their life is in danger, to neutralize the threat. You know, and then the people who rioted down there, I was very pleased today to see that they were really socked with, what, $1 million bail.
Right. Well, it should have been for all of the catastrophe that they could have instilled on the town there. I mean, like burning the place down?
Yeah.
I thought there. Why? Also here, you know, you always heard about that 3/5 of a human.
You're talking about
black
the population,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
we don't do that anymore, Lance. I hate to tell you.
I understand that. But you hear that just thrown out as we thought that a black was 3/5 of a human, but nobody ever seems to come up with why that was done. You think that it was just because we hated black folk, but in reality it was to lessen the representation that the black slaveholders had in the Congress,
right,
because it was based on population. But to this day, I hear that. I mean, I listen to the left-wing stations as much as I do the right-wing stations or people that try to be in the middle. And I still hear that.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to move along. We have to take
a break.
So thanks a lot. We appreciate your calls, Lance, always. Thank you. 1-800-795-9565 is our toll-free hotline number. The lines are open. Give us a call at On the Mark. Text us at 70236. Email us, as two people have done, and we'll get to those emails at onthemark@wkok.com. We'll take that break, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Want to find something encouraging? Look beyond this current crisis to the message of hope God gives us. Christ Wesleyan Church is inviting you to join us online. This is one of the easiest times to attend church, since you don't even have to leave home to do it. Visit cwc.life to join us in worship during one of our four live weekend services on either Saturday or Sunday. There's so much that can bring our spirits down right now. So let Christ Wesleyan Church Online help you to reverse that with positive music and uplifting messages. The encouragement continues throughout the week on social media with daily video devotionals and live streams with our pastoral staff. Search CWC Life on Facebook. We also want to thank all of you who continue to provide essential work and services to our communities. We are forever grateful. This is a difficult time for all of us, and we're here to serve you. Don't miss the opportunity to be encouraged. Visit CWC.life. That's CWC.life. Christ Wesleyan Church, sharing the light.
This year, consider a Medicare plan from a name you trust, a name backed by 100 years of quality care. Geisinger, Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage. You'll have access to our many doctors and hospitals, plus thousands more. For a Medicare plan you can count on in uncertain times, go with Geisinger. Visit GeisingerGold.com/radio today.
Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans are HMO and PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
We know the value of community and technical colleges and the value they bring to rural communities across the nation, and our goal is to help these colleges be successful in every way. What we're trying to do here with the Education Project is really bring you a full-service campus here. Community colleges do a lot of things, but one of the most important things they do is they're the catalyst for economic development.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
The future of Big Ten football and Big Ten basketball today, 3 to 5 News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan here with Steve Kushloff. Our producer is Rob Center. He is ready and willing to take your phone calls and get them through to us. 1-800-795-9565 is the magic number that will get you through. The program brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, as always. And one of our emailers says, the Washington Post lists all of Trump's lies or misleading claims. They list each statement and accompany that with an analysis as to how it is false or misleading. As of July 9th, he has made 20,055 false or misleading claims. Anyone can read each statement and the detailed analysis just in case you are prompted to say fake news. Well, I tried to Google the list of all 20,000 lies, because if you're going to say that's how many there were, you must have categorized them.
Right.
You must have quantified them. You must have put them down on paper. Guess what? I can't find that list anywhere.
Well,
on the
maybe
internet.
Maybe you need a new computer. Oh, you got a new computer.
Yeah,
so
I do.
But
let me ask you this question, Steve.
Yes.
Is Joe Biden coming for my guns? His current policy, yes or no?
I don't know. But let me just read this, because this
But you
says,
don't know if he's coming for my guns.
No, I don't. But I will read this to you. During a campaign stop back on March 10th, Biden was accused by one of the workers, it was a Chrysler plant, he was accused of wanting to take away people's guns. You are actively trying to end our Second Amendment right and take away our guns, one of the workers said. Biden responded, you're full of SH, and then there's two stars. I did not. I support the Second Amendment. Later, the man again accused Biden of saying he would take away guns in the United States. The man said, you were with Beto. Sounds like you, Joe. You were with Beto when he said he was going to take away our guns. To which Biden replied, I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that. It says here, Biden's gun control plan does not include confiscating legally owned weapons. And there is a some kind of a video out there. It says an interpretation of a viral video is a mishearing of what was said.
But yet he endorses Beto O'Rourke as his gun guy, and O'Rourke says he's coming for our AR-15s and our semi-automatic weapons. So that certainly implies some sort of an endorsement, doesn't it?
Yes, but obviously, Joe, when you start to use words like imply, sounds like, et cetera.
Well, if I say to you, I fully endorse your position on X, on abortion, let's say, and then I can't come around and say, well, you know, I don't really agree with his position on abortion.
Well, I think if you look at Biden's gun violence / gun control plan, which is very long, very detailed, you can find out exactly what he wants
okay,
to do.
Okay, well, we'll try that. We have one call coming in, one on the line. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. On the Fortunate Son, the reason I believe they used that song is because under President Trump, we're all fortunate sons and daughters. And if we vote for the other side, we'll all gradually become in time unfortunate sons and daughters, will gradually lose all the freedoms that we really enjoy in our country, like the freedom to bear arms, and freedom of speech will be attacked and we'll lose it if we're unfortunate enough to put the other side in, is what I think they were using that song for.
Well,
anyway,
that's one possible outcome or idea. Yeah, okay.
And what I believe, Joe and Steve, if the only way President Trump's going to lose this election, two ways. Number one, if there's a lot of cheating going on and they drag this thing out way past a month or so, time when they should know the election night. If this is drug out and they count all them mail-in votes and keep working on it, they see Trump's losing, so they'll add on. They'll say, well, we have these to count yet. We didn't get these. And I think that's one way. Number two, just suppose the rapture of the church would happen, the rapture of the believers, I mean the true believers in Jesus Christ, which 80% of us voted for Trump the last time. And they believe 82% of evangelical Christians will vote for Trump this time. And that's the second way Trump could lose, if the rapture of the true believer would happen between now and then the election, because most of us, everyone I know has gone to the polls to vote, where most of us aren't voting.
Sir, there aren't going to be any elections where you're headed, right?
Right. Amen, okay. Brother.
Well, maybe there should be. You know, what are you going to do? We got to have something to vote on.
No. Thank the Lord, all that will be in the past.
Okay.
And we'll all be blessed sons and daughters. But I believe them two things could will be the only way our president will lose the election.
Well, we only got about 50 more days till we find out. Hey, Dan, thanks. We got another caller. We got to move on. I'm sorry. Mike, you're on the mark this morning. We're trying to keep the show moving and try and keep it 3 minutes because we got callers stacked up and emails and things we haven't gotten to. Mike, you're on the mark.
I can do it. Hey, as far as guns, I saw something on the internet. They said that if government was really efficient, when you went to get a gun license, they would make sure that you had the opportunity to register the vote, just like when you get your driver's license, they push the voting thing on you. But that's aside. What I really called about was, I haven't heard it discussed on your show, but I haven't been listening that much lately. I've been busy. But several members of the Robert Mueller team deleted their information off their Apple phones. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm. When they were told to bring the phones in for examination, suddenly there was nothing on them. I think it was like 14.
Right.
I heard a number in the teens, I know.
Yeah, 14 cell phones, and one guy did it twice. Now, here's what happens to do that. And, you know, Apple makes it so it doesn't happen real easy. So if you put your passcode in four times wrong, it locks the phone up for 1 minute, okay? It makes you pause. Okay, so you have to wait a minute. If you put another passcode in that's wrong, it makes you wait for 5 minutes. If you do it again, it makes you wait for 15 minutes to make sure you're not making a mistake here. So it takes, all said and told, almost three hours of pauses before you can accidentally delete the information on your phone. On Apple phone, iPhones. Now, also, it's been reported, and I don't know if this is true, but what I do know is true, what I just told you. They said that on these phones, the location services was turned off. So in other words, you didn't know where your phone, people didn't know where that phone was, where this was taking place. So to me, it's like this. Your last fellow talked about the rapture. Well, you know, with the way things are going on right now and the way things are being handled, it's almost like maybe that did happen. I mean, in my mind, things are being reported so wrong and so bad, I think maybe, you know, evil is in total control right now. So that said, this is just one more data point in how bad things are being misreported or not properly reported. And that's really all I wanted to say. It takes up to 3 hours to mistakenly delete your data on your iPhone. And it just so happened that some of the brightest people in the world that worked for Robert Mueller trying to impeach Donald Trump did it 14 times.
Well, and I think I heard a story this morning on the news on Gordon Deal's program that one of the Senate committees or a House committee is looking at an investigation of more of that Mueller, what went into the Mueller report and where the bias may have been from people who were in the FBI at the time. I hope they do check it out. I mean, we've investigated President Trump right, left, upside down, and inside out. Maybe we should look at some of the people who are investigating him and make sure their skirts were clean, too.
Exactly. I mean, it's all, in my mind right now, it's all about headlines. Now, I don't know if you guys have talked about the fires in the West, but if you looked at the front page of the New York Times on 9/11, it was basically climate disasters shaking the country. Okay, nothing about the anniversary of 9/11. It was about the climate disasters. And when you hear people on the news talking about these fires in the West, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is climate change. And the reality is, forest fires in the United States has been going on as long as the continent has existed. And these aren't anywhere near the worst fires that we've ever had, yet it's being reported that way.
No, but true. But also, and I think this is probably true, that this was the hottest July on record for many places in the country. So, I mean, there may be something here we need to take a look at down the road.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Climate changes. And another thing that people have to look at when they talk about climate, and I could talk about this a long time, you have to look at the official reporting stations, where they're located, what has changed around those official reporting stations over the years. And the last thing I'm going to say is you look at these 15-day forecasts on AccuWeather. I love AccuWeather, okay? But if you look at the 15-day forecasts, a lot of times, like at the end of in the middle of August, they said basically a cooling trend the rest of the month, you know, don't have to worry about the heat. And then it was only a couple of days later that 15-day forecast changed, and it involved 90-degree temperatures again. So they're models. That's what they are. They're models. And all these models that they've used to say that, you know, the world's going to end because of CO2, if you start digging into those models, and there's some very good things on the Internet. Mark Levine, I'm listening to one right now, had a climate scientist on there, and he talked about all the ins and the outs of these climate predictions and how so many of them are manipulated to show global warming, when in fact we live in a climate that does change, and CO2 does contribute to some warming, but nowhere near the amount that they're saying it does.
Okay.
So, like I said, what you believe is up to each person, but I don't think the media is doing a really good report telling people what the reality is.
Fair enough, Mike. Thanks for your call, as always. Appreciate your calling. 1-800-795-9565. Final break of the day coming up. We invite your calls to On the Mark, or email us at onthemark@wkok.com. As one emailer has done, and he says, Comrade Kushiloff strikes again. Comrade? We'll be right back after the break.
How do I respond to that?
Well, I'm going to promote you to commissar.
Oh, when it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
This year, consider a Medicare plan from a name you trust. A name backed by 100 years of quality care. Geisinger. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage. You'll have access to our many doctors and hospitals, plus thousands more. For a Medicare plan you can count on in uncertain times, go with Geisinger. Visit geisingergold.com/radio today.
Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans are HMO and PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
It's more important than ever to stay healthy and save money. The Medicare Preventive Services Program helps you do both by detecting and treating health conditions early. If you get Original Medicare, services like flu shots, lab tests, and screenings, even help with quitting smoking, may be free. To find out if you qualify, call your local Apprise office or 1-800-783-7067. Supported by a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Third floor study hall.
My dining room table. Home room Monday and Tuesday. My living room Wednesday to Friday.
Wherever school is this year, Staples has amazing prices on everything like lap desks, computers, and UV sanitizers. This week, the 15-inch Lenovo IdeaPad 3 laptop with Intel Core i3 processor is just $399. You save $130. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on. Staples. Ends 9/12. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
News Radio 1070 WKOK, local radio here when you need us most.
Governor Tom Wolf doubled down on the counties defying his orders.
They need to understand the consequences of their cowardly act. Other discretionary funding won't go to
counties. I think the frustration is just the arbitrary nature of the guidelines.
Always here to entertain and inform. Local radio serving you 24 hours a day. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Bob from Pact Sinus, you're on the mark this morning. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I would just like to say people need to listen to Howard Stern. They need to see how people really talk on the radio. But the real reason I was calling was Trump lies. You know, he'll say windmills cause cancer. He'll take a Sharpie and make a hurricane go to a state it's not going to go to. He'll say there's voter fraud going on. He'll take money from the military bases for his wall, which Democrats do want a wall, but they only can. We can only afford so much money per year. And then last night, he said that Americans are going to stop barking. He said about the Americans are going to come up with herd mentality. The only
just
way
out of curiosity,
herd mentality is to infect half the country with the virus.
Bob, do these
and
dogs disagree? Bob,
inject Clorox in you, and then he says the virus will just go away on its own.
Bob, do these dogs disagree with you, or are they they have their own opinions?
There's somebody walking by the house.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, but I just thought it was funny. You're talking to the dogs, are barking. I didn't know whether they were disagreeing with you or agreeing with you.
And then, listen, somebody had to cancel their Halloween parade. There were so many events canceled this year. You know, that guy that had the bike ride for the 9/11 should be happy he could even do it. You know, everybody's got to shut down and wait for this pandemic to go away. We can't put people's lives at risk. And with our president lying about it from the beginning, I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, what do you, so you advocate shutting the entire country down as Joe Biden does, huh? That we should just shut down and hope
well,
that...
Well, like we did in the spring until we got it under control. You know, if we would have been told the truth from the beginning, we could have taken precautions.
But we did, and the governors and that were responsible for it.
No, we didn't.
The governors.
Trump lied to us.
The governors were responsible, Bob.
Yeah, every state's governor shut down their state. They had to.
Right. And did we get rid of the virus? We destroyed the economy. Did we get rid of the virus? No, we didn't.
Who cares about the economy? Our lives are worth more than money, in my opinion. I don't care how much. I mean, my life is worth more than $1 billion, as far as I'm concerned.
And
so
Joe... If I
everybody's
can interrupt,
life is worth more than money. It's not all about the stock market.
But what about those of us who are, let's say, the people who are never going to get it? You know, you're telling me that they have to abide by your rules because that's what you want to protect yourself.
Well, yeah, you have rules where I can't speed down the highway, don't you?
Yeah, the state, we all put those rules in.
Okay, there's rules for everything.
But there aren't
rules. There's a rule when you grow up that you're not allowed to break the law, you're not allowed to do this, you're supposed to do that. You know, and they're only doing it to protect us. And that's what people don't understand.
All right, but
and
what's,
as far as
what's
taking
left?
Away guns from people, no, you have the Second Amendment right. Your guns are never going to be taken away from you. Unless they change the amendment, you are not going to lose your guns. What needs to be done are guns taken from unlawful people.
Okay.
That's listen, my opinion.
Well, that's what the program's for, Bob. We appreciate your opinion. I disagree with you.
Thank you.
I disagree with you on shutting down everything.
Well, of course you would. You're a Republican.
That's right. All we Republicans care about is money. All right.
Pretty
I got
much.
You. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot. I hope your dog's calmed down. Take care. I had to wonder if the dogs were disagreeing with him or if they had their own opinions.
So, in the last couple of days, we've seen things like Israel is bringing back a nationwide lockdown. We've seen figures coming from the United Kingdom where the incidence of cases is just kind of skyrocketing.
Let me ask you a question. How can you hold President Trump responsible for the job loss and the downing of the economy if you're sitting here and advocating that we should shut the place down even further?
Number one, I didn't say I advocated it. I'm just giving you facts. And number two, I didn't say anything about the economy or Donald Trump. I have one more fact for you here. World Health Organization has gotten reports of over 307,000 new COVID-19 cases worldwide. It is the highest single-day increase in infections since September 6th, which was just a couple of days ago. I guess the only point that I am trying to make, and then you can interrupt me, is that this thing is out there, and this thing is still real. Now, Joe Biden, whom you absolutely can't stand, has said repeatedly, we will not get the economy under control until we get the pandemic under control. Under control doesn't mean we're going to get rid of
it. And yet we had a great month last month, and the economy is rebounding because we have opened up again.
And people are going
to work, and the majority of people want to be able to go to work and live their lives while you and those who are worried about the virus take appropriate precautions for your own safety without affecting the rest of us.
Well, and we talked about that too yesterday. The fact that when I said everybody in a grocery store should wear a mask, I was told, listen, if you got a problem going to a grocery store because certain people won't wear a mask, then you should just hide out in your basement and have your post-toasties delivered to you.
Well, that's an option.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a nice afternoon getting your post-toasties delivered. Steve, thanks for being with us the last 3 days. He's not been fired, but tomorrow he won't be here, and tomorrow Chris Elio will be here with me. Rob Center will be back, as always, as our producer. I'm Joe McGranahan. Thanks so much for listening to On the Mark and WKOK Sunbury. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.